The Mindful Way Through Depression, Freeing Yourself from Chronic Unhappiness. By Mark Williams, John Teasdale, Zindel Siegel, and John Kabat-Zinn. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Mindful Way Through Depression, Freeing Yourself from Chronic Unhappiness is a book written by Mark Williams, John Teasdale, Zindel Siegel, and John Kabat-Zinn. It provides an innovative approach to treating depression that combines the latest scientific research with ancient wisdom. The authors explain how mindfulness can be used to break free from the cycle of unhappiness and reclaim one's life. The book begins by discussing the causes of depression and how it affects people in different ways. It then explains why traditional treatments such as medication or psychotherapy are not always effective for everyone. The authors introduce mindfulness as an alternative approach which involves paying attention to thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or criticism. The book outlines a step-by-step program for using mindfulness to treat depression. This includes techniques such as mindful breathing, body scanning, walking meditation, and yoga postures. These practices help individuals become aware of their own inner experience so they can better understand their emotions and reactions. In addition to providing practical advice on how to use mindfulness in everyday life, the authors also discuss topics such as self-compassion, acceptance of difficult emotions, and developing healthy relationships with others. They emphasize that recovery from depression requires patience and perseverance but ultimately leads to greater happiness. Overall, The Mindful Way Through Depression offers readers an accessible guide for understanding depression while providing practical tools for managing its symptoms through mindful awareness. By combining modern science with ancient wisdom, this book provides valuable insight into overcoming chronic unhappiness. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 2. Self-compassion. Self-compassion is an important part of mindfulness and involves treating oneself with kindness and understanding. It can help to reduce feelings of shame and guilt, which can be common in depression. Main idea number 3. Cognitive therapy. Cognitive therapy is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on changing negative thought patterns. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by helping people to recognize and challenge their negative thoughts. Main idea number 4. Acceptance. Acceptance is an important part of mindfulness and involves accepting one's thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 5. Mindful movement. Mindful movement is a practice of being aware of the body and its movements. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to move in ways that are calming and soothing. Main idea number 6. Mindful eating. Mindful eating is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while eating. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to make healthier food choices. Main idea number 7. Mindful communication. Mindful communication is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while communicating with others. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to communicate in ways that are more effective and compassionate. Main idea number 8. Mindful relationships. Mindful relationships is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while interacting with others. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to interact in ways that are more meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 9. Mindful self-care. Mindful self-care is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while taking care of oneself. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to take better care of themselves. Main idea number 10. Mindful meditation. Mindful meditation is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while meditating. It can help to reduce the symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to focus on calming and soothing thoughts. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment and accepting it without judgment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in a non-judgmental way. This can help people become more aware of their own mental states and better understand how they are feeling. By doing this, individuals can learn to recognize patterns in their thinking that may be contributing to depression or other negative emotions. Practicing mindfulness can also help reduce stress levels by allowing people to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Instead of reacting impulsively or trying to suppress difficult emotions, mindfulness encourages individuals to accept whatever arises with an open mind. This helps create space between the person and their experience so that they can respond more thoughtfully instead of automatically. Finally, mindfulness has been found to increase self-compassion, which is essential for managing depression symptoms effectively. Self-compassion involves treating oneself with kindness when faced with difficult situations rather than engaging in harsh self-criticism or rumination about past mistakes. Main idea number 2. Self-compassion is an important part of mindfulness and involves treating oneself with kindness and understanding. It can help to reduce feelings of shame and guilt, which can be common in depression. Self-compassion means being kind to yourself when you make mistakes or experience difficult emotions, rather than beating yourself up for not being perfect. It also involves recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and experiences difficult emotions from time to time, so it's okay if you do too. Practicing self-compassion helps us to accept ourselves as we are without judgment or criticism. When practicing self-compassion, it's important to remember that our thoughts are just thoughts. They don't define who we are or determine our worthiness as a person. We can choose how much weight we give them by deciding whether or not they serve us in the present moment. If a thought isn't helpful, then let it go. If it is helpful, then use it constructively. It's also important to recognize that life isn't always easy and sometimes things don't turn out the way we want them to. This doesn't mean there's something wrong with us. Instead of getting caught up in negative thinking patterns like, "I'm such a failure," or "he'll never get better," try replacing those thoughts with more compassionate ones like, "this is hard right now, but I will get through this," or "it's okay if I make mistakes." Main idea number 3. Cognitive therapy is a form of psychotherapy that focuses on changing negative thought patterns. It works by helping people to recognize and challenge their negative thoughts, which can help reduce the symptoms of depression. Cognitive therapy helps individuals identify and modify distorted thinking patterns, as well as replace them with more realistic and helpful ways of thinking. This type of therapy also encourages individuals to become aware of how their emotions affect their behavior, so they can learn to manage these feelings in healthier ways. The Mindful Way Through Depression: Freeing Yourself from Chronic Unhappiness by Mark Williams, John Teasdale, Zindel Siegel, and John Kabat-Zinn provides an excellent overview of cognitive therapy for those who are struggling with depression. The book explains how cognitive therapy works and offers practical strategies for managing depressive symptoms through mindfulness practices such as meditation and yoga. Additionally, it provides guidance on developing healthy coping skills that can be used when faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions. Main idea number 4. Acceptance is an important part of mindfulness and involves allowing oneself to experience thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can help reduce the symptoms of depression by helping people observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. This means that instead of trying to push away or ignore difficult emotions, one can acknowledge them with kindness and understanding. By doing this, it allows us to be more aware of our inner experiences so we can better understand ourselves. When practicing acceptance, it's important to remember that all emotions are valid, even those that may seem negative or uncomfortable. Instead of judging these emotions as good or bad, simply allow yourself to feel whatever comes up without attaching any meaning or value judgment to it. This helps create a sense of self-compassion which can lead to greater emotional resilience over time. By accepting our thoughts and feelings rather than resisting them, we open ourselves up for growth and healing. We become more mindful about how we respond in challenging situations, which leads us towards healthier coping strategies such as problem-solving instead of avoidance behaviors like substance abuse or self-harm. Main idea number 5. Mindful movement is a practice of being aware of the body and its movements. It involves paying attention to how your body feels as you move, noticing any sensations that arise in different parts of your body, and focusing on the present moment rather than worrying about what has happened or might happen in the future. By doing this, it can help to reduce symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and to move in ways that are calming and soothing. Mindful movement can also help people become more mindful overall, which can lead to improved mental health. When practicing mindful movement, it's important not to judge yourself or compare yourself with others. Instead, focus on simply being aware of your own experience without judgment or criticism. You may find it helpful to start with simple exercises such as stretching or walking slowly while paying attention to each step you take. As you become more comfortable with mindfulness practices, you may want to explore other forms of exercise such as yoga or tai chi. By taking time out for mindful movement each day, even if only for a few minutes, you will begin to notice changes in how your mind and body feel over time. This practice can help reduce stress levels and improve moods by allowing us an opportunity for self-care through gentle physical activity. Main idea number 6. Mindful eating is a practice of being aware and attentive to the bodhi sensations while eating. It involves paying attention to the taste, texture, smell, and appearance of food as well as how it makes you feel physically and emotionally. Mindful eating can help reduce symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and make healthier food choices. The practice encourages individuals to slow down when they eat so that they can savor each bite rather than mindlessly consuming large amounts in a short period of time. This helps them become more mindful about what they are putting into their bodies and allows them to recognize when they are full or satisfied with their meal. In addition, mindful eating can also help people identify emotional triggers for overeating such as stress or boredom, which may lead them towards unhealthy habits like binge eating or emotional eating. By recognizing these triggers, individuals can learn how to better manage their emotions without relying on food for comfort. Main idea number 7. Mindful communication is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while communicating with others. It involves paying attention to physical cues such as posture, facial expressions, and tone of voice in order to better understand what someone is trying to communicate. By doing this, people can become more mindful of their own feelings and reactions during conversations, allowing them to respond in ways that are more compassionate and effective. This practice can be especially helpful for those struggling with depression. Being able to recognize physical signs of distress or discomfort can help individuals identify when they need additional support or assistance from others. Additionally, by being mindful during conversations, it allows people to express themselves in a way that is both honest and respectful towards the other person involved. Mindful communication also encourages self-reflection, which can lead to greater insight into one's thoughts and emotions. This understanding helps individuals develop healthier coping strategies for dealing with difficult situations or challenging emotions. Ultimately, practicing mindful communication has the potential to reduce symptoms associated with depression by helping people become more aware of their bodies and how they interact with others. Main idea number 8. Mindful relationships is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while interacting with others. It involves paying attention to physical cues, such as breathing patterns, facial expressions, and posture. By doing so, It can help people become more mindful of their own feelings and those of the other person in the relationship. This awareness can lead to better communication between partners and an overall healthier relationship. Mindful relationships also helps reduce symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations when interacting with others. This awareness allows them to recognize how they are feeling in any given moment and respond accordingly instead of reacting out of habit or emotion. Additionally, this practice encourages meaningful interactions that are based on understanding rather than assumptions or judgments. Overall, mindful relationships is a powerful tool for improving mental health by helping individuals become more aware of themselves and their emotions while engaging in meaningful conversations with others. Through this practice, individuals can learn how to communicate effectively without judgment or assumptions, which leads to healthier relationships overall. Main idea number 9. Mindful self-care is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while taking care of oneself. It involves paying attention to physical sensations, such as breathing, posture, and muscle tension, noticing thoughts without judgment, and engaging in activities that promote relaxation and well-being. Mindful self-care can help reduce symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more aware of their physical sensations and take better care of themselves. This includes recognizing when one needs rest or relaxation, setting realistic goals for oneself, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep each night, connecting with others in meaningful ways, expressing emotions appropriately instead of bottling them up inside. Mindful self-care also encourages individuals to recognize how their thoughts affect their moods. By becoming mindful about negative thought patterns that may lead to depression, such as rumination or catastrophizing, people can learn how to challenge these unhelpful thinking styles with more balanced perspectives. Additionally, mindfulness helps people become more accepting towards difficult emotions rather than trying to push them away or ignore them. Finally, mindful self-care allows individuals to develop greater insight into what they need from life in order to feel fulfilled. Through this process, they can identify areas where changes are needed so that they can live a healthier lifestyle overall. Main idea number 10. Mindful meditation is a practice of being aware of the body and its sensations while meditating. It involves focusing on one's breath, bodily sensations, thoughts, and emotions without judgment or attachment. This type of meditation can help to reduce symptoms of depression by allowing people to be more mindful of their physical sensations and focus on calming and soothing thoughts. Through this practice, individuals can learn how to recognize negative thought patterns that may lead to depressive episodes. The Mindful Way Through Depression: Freeing Yourself from Chronic Unhappiness by Mark Williams, John Teasdale, Zindel Siegel, and John Kabat-Zinn provides an in-depth look at how mindfulness practices can be used as part of a comprehensive treatment plan for depression. The book outlines specific techniques such as body scanning exercises, which involve paying attention to each part of the body in turn, breathing exercises, which involve focusing on the breath, and guided imagery, which involves visualizing peaceful scenes or images. Additionally, it offers advice about lifestyle changes that may help with managing depression, such as getting enough sleep and exercise. By practicing mindful meditation regularly over time, individuals can become better able to identify triggers for depressive episodes before they occur so that they are better equipped to manage them when they do arise. Furthermore, through this practice, people can gain insight into their own thought processes so that they are better able to challenge unhelpful beliefs or behaviors associated with depression. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.